Today's school prayer focus are the staff and the students that are in daycare, aftercare, and pre-K. In San Bernardino County, there are more than 1,000 childcare centers that we were able to find. This includes an element of education. Parents who work have that additional burden of finding and financing childcare for their children. Then there are the infants, toddlers, preschool, and school students who need to be watched before and after school. It takes a special passion, training, patience, and love to care for these little ones. Will you stop and pray for the staff and the children who attend these centers, and even the parents, to be healthy, safe, and foster a positive educational environment? Father God, we thank you for these precious little ones. The ones that cannot care for themselves, that still need to be watched, molded, guided, provided opportunities to be in a safe environment so they don't harm themselves or harm others. We lift up all the child care centers that are in our county and pray, God, that you would shine your light on each of them. And if any of them are doing anything that is against your morals, your standards, your laws, we pray that the light will shine and that they will be closed or changed in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray a hedge of protection around every child that goes into these centers. We pray for the way that they interact with each other for great classroom management. We thank you, Lord, for all the little children that go to these places. And we just want to pray, Father, that each of them will experience a safe environment where they can learn, that the staff will genuinely care for the children, that there would be enough staff for the number of students, that the children would be positively influenced and taught, that the parents could actually relax and leave their children and also pick up their children without worrying about what goes on while they're there, that they are clean and they keep the place sanitized and that toys cleaned, that they have activities that would promote good citizenry, improve cognitive development, avoidance of topics that are not suitable for children, no books or anything that has any agenda or games or any kind of bulletin boards, designs, paintings, whatever. There'd be no agendas promoted, just be the simplistic learning skills and building blocks. That parents would be informed and empowered to be part of their educational decisions. That there would be healthy snacks and esteem building. We pray for each of the staff. We know that it's difficult to work with children with so much energy. We pray that they are able to plan effectively so that they won't get burnt out, that they will have sufficient patience to love these children through their ups and downs, their emotional ins and outs, and all their little boo-boos and everything else that they experience. We pray for excellent first aid kits and ways that the people there can help. We also pray, God, that they will inform the state if they see physical abuse, knowing that that is something they're required to do, that they would be able to see that stop. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray most of all that these children will be molded and grounded in good things so that they can make healthy decisions for Jesus in the future. In Jesus' name, amen.